Thank you, Lord. Mm. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our worship time, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for worship, Lord. Thank you for your powerful name, Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Everything is in his name. The Father invested everything in his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Have your way in this place. Continue to bow, Holy Spirit. Have your way in the word today, in all of us. Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive. And the willingness to do. Yes. And thank you for the grace you've given us. Thank you for grace, God. You don't give us anything to do without giving us grace that enables us to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You'll say, I can't. And you will say what I did.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all things today, Lord. Thank you for our children, Lord. Thank you. They are precious in your sight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Everybody is willing, God, to be a blessing to not only me, but to the children. God, we say thank you. Everybody in their own way have been a blessing. And so, God, we say thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are. I heard that there. You are good, good God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go to the Word of God for this morning. Thank you, Jesus. The subject for today is just two words, God talk. God talk. This message is not about speech, but language. When babies are born, they can make sounds, they can speak, but they don't know any language yet. They learn their language from their parents. They have the ability to speak, but no language. Once they learn the language by living in the presence of their parents, they can talk like their parents. It's amazing, but whatever children hear, they will repeat. Whatever they hear from their parents, they will repeat it. Would to God you would like children. That whatever we heard the Father say, we would repeat it. If someone moves to another country, they must learn the language of that country. Getting born again is like moving into another country.
Yes.
We move from one kingdom to another kingdom.
Man.
And we have to learn how the kingdom operates. We have to learn the new language. We have to learn our kingdom talk. You see, before we got born again, we had worldly talk.
Yes.
We had fleshly talk. We talked like we had learned to talk. We didn't talk like the kingdom. Because we hadn't learned how to talk about the kingdom yet. We hadn't learned how God talk. But our new kingdom has a language. Our new language is grace and faith. We have moved from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God, and now we got to learn how God talk. I don't know about you, but I want to learn how my father talks.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to talk just like my father.
Yes.
You know, one time I had this slogan about what would Jesus do? That's fine and good. We need that too. But what would Jesus say?
Yeah. Yes.
We forget about what he was saying.
Yes.
So we need our God talk. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. No, I'm sorry. Colossians 1:13. Let's look at Colossians 1:13. We have moved from the kingdom of darkness to God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13. I'm going to read the New King James Version. And it says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We are not being delivered, the scripture says. We are delivered from the power of darkness. Amen. Eve just read it in our communion. She told us about all the things that were against us were nailed to the cross with Jesus. Never to come back again. The word conveyed means a change of place or condition. So God took us out of darkness, which was one place, and placed us into the kingdom where he is. We are now in the kingdom of Jesus, in which he is king. God does this for everyone that comes to him and receives Jesus as their Savior. You are transferred or transferred, one scripture says, I think another scripture says, King James says, transplanted. We are transplanted from one place to another. We're taken out of one place and put it into another, into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So we change kingdoms. If you know Christ today, if you've been born again, you're not in the kingdom of darkness anymore.
Thank you, Father.
You don't think like the kingdom of darkness anymore. We are learning to think like the Father.
Yeah.
In order that we might what? Talk like the Father. What have your talk been today or last week? We need to think about it. Did I always do God talk? Or in my case, did I do Ernest Team's talk? We got to learn to do God's talk.
Yeah.
Let's look at 1 Peter 2:9. I read it for our scripture. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Our God talk says, I am chosen. I am royal and a priest. I am holy and I am God's own special person. That's God talk. That's the way God talks. That's the way he talks because that's what's in his word. That's what's recorded he said. So we need to start talking like God talks. I am chosen. You are chosen. I am royal, a royal priesthood, and you're a royal priesthood. And the Bible says we are holy and we are God's own special person that we should proclaim the praise of him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Thank you, Father.
God talk. This marvelous light is Jesus. He called us out of darkness into Jesus. So we're in a person.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He said, we are light. And so we have been brought out of darkness into Jesus. That's our God talk. So if I say, where are you? Where are you living now? What's your location? Put your GPS on and tell me where you are right now. Yes. We're in Jesus. We're in him. That's what our GPS says. We're in Jesus. And we'll say stuff like, I'm in trouble. I'm in a mess. I'm in this or I'm in that. And that's not God talk. Because God said we're in Jesus. We're in Christ Jesus. That's where he placed it. We're in him. That's our God talk. I don't know about you, but I don't always talk my God talk. But God called me up and said, you need to start talking like me. You need to start talking your God talk and say what God says. So what is God talk? God talk is saying whatever God says about you.
Yeah.
Whatever the word of God says, that's what we say. Yeah. That's our God talk.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now we are children of light. Let's go to Matthew 18:3. Now we are children of the light. Matthew 18:3, and Jesus said this, let's have one verse. Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God. Next verse, therefore whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Why in the world did Jesus say that? Why did he say that when we get converted, we need to be like a little child? And if we didn't, we'd be able to see the kingdom. Why did he say we need to humble ourselves as a little child? And the one that does that is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. One thing about children, children realize what they don't know. Little children, I'm not talking about teenagers and twins, they think they know everything.
Yeah.
But the children, the little ones, they know they don't know. They realize they don't know. And you know what they think? If I don't know it, but mom and daddy sure do. Whenever I don't know, mom and daddy know. Whatever I can't do, they can do it. Whatever I need, they're going to get it. That's the attitude of a child. But we come into the kingdom that lived in the world, all grown, and think we know it all. Don't realize you don't know nothing. Somebody told me not too long ago, said, the more I get to know the word of God, the more revelation I get, the more I realize that I don't know.
Yes.
The more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Amen.
And you realize the more you need to know. So children realize they don't know. They trust what they see and hear from their parents. And they're eager to learn. Mama, can I do this? Mama, can I sweep the floor? Can't don't know how to sweep the floor. But mama, can I do it? Don't know how to wash no dish, but mama, can I cook? Mama, can I do this? Dad, can I help you do this? Look how they do when you try to take down equipment. Everybody wants to help. Lucas wants to help. Look, Gabby wants to help. Everybody wants to help. They're eager to learn. They mimic and absorb from their environment. They mimic and absorb from their environment, what's around them. That's what children do. Environment denotes presence, who they're spending their time with. That's their environment. I'm saying all this to get to where I want us to get to today. Renewing our minds is about learning to think like God so we can start talking
Daddy.
Like God.
Daddy.
Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Bible tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Because what? Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
Some of us are still afraid to talk like our father. We are afraid to drop the old language and start speaking the new. I remember when I got really, really serious about the word of God. I got really serious about it. And they didn't teach me where I was going at church that the word of God was the true word of God and you could count on the word of God. But I got a hold of the fact that the word of God was the word of God. And that God said what he meant and meant what he said. And I began to study about how Jesus prayed for people. Then I looked at how we prayed for people. And I saw there was a difference. And I began to try and pray and speak the word like the Bible says. But when you start speaking the word of God and giving God talk and talking like God, people look at you funny. But who do he or she think they are? You know, they don't know what God's going to do. Well, I know what he said.
Yeah.
And he does what he says.
That's true.
The Bible says he can't lie. He can't lie. You know, man is our worst enemy.
Yeah.
Because when we begin to give our God talk out and talk what the word says, people are going to come against us and they're not going to like it. And we can either cower down and stop speaking it, or we can get bold and keep letting our God talk to us.
Amen.
We got to keep letting it flow, church. We can't back down because of fear. We can't back down because of what somebody's going to say about us. We can't back down because of how they're going to treat us. That old church believe in healing. And everybody don't get healed. Who do they think they are? Yeah, I believe in healing because the word of God said something.
That's right.
God has already healed me.
Amen.
Does everybody see healing? No. But the word of God said healing is there.
Man, it is.
It's not God's fault.
That's right.
It's something on our part if we don't see the word of God come to pass.
Amen.
I'm going to keep my God talk. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep speaking and saying what God said.
Yeah.
And when they roll me in front of them at my funeral, you can say, Pastor, talk like God.
Praise God.
God talk. What do you know to be true that you're not speaking? What's your self-talk? If you will not speak like the Father to yourself when you're alone, you will never speak God's talk in the presence of others.
Mm.
If you can't talk God's talk to yourself when nobody else is around, you're not going to have the boldness to speak it when somebody else is around. They didn't get mad with Jesus just because he acted like the Father. They got mad with him too because he talked like the Father.
Yeah.
They got mad at what he said. Not just what he did, but what he said. We talk like our Father is going to make somebody angry. People and some Christians will get upset. But this is my advice to you. Just practice on yourself first. Talk like God does to yourself. Sometimes I used to get in the mirror and I'd say, Ernestine, girl, you can make it because God said you would. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Talk to yourself. Give God talk to yourself. And say what God says about you. and look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, look at yourself right in the eye and say it. God talk. Let's look at Psalms 91. Learning by dwelling in his presence. Remember I told you that children learn by being in the presence of their parents, by seeing what their parents are doing? Just being in the presence of somebody has an influence on children.
Yeah.
Whether that influence is good or bad, it has an influence on them. Psalms 91:1 says this, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the secret place, in that presence of God, that place that you have found where God dwells, where you can be in his presence, if you get to remain there and dwell there, then it said, if you do, the Most High, you shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah.
Finding that secret place of his presence. Finding that place where you can connect with the presence of God. And then stay in there. All day long. Stay in there in that presence. Being aware of the presence of God. And taking that presence with you everywhere you go. When you get to the place you're not aware of his presence, stop. And just on the inside, just go back there and reconnect with his presence on the inside. We're never out of his presence. He's always with us. But are we always aware of his presence? We're not always aware that he's there. And he wants us to be what? Aware that he's there. You can believe and have faith that he's there. But be aware of his presence. I read a little book one time called Practice His Presence.
Yeah.
Take time. We used to have this saying that it's like a boiling pot on the stove. And as long as you got heat to that pot, it might just be simmering. The heat is there. And it's simmering. But if you turn up the heat, that pot gonna boil over. So that way with us, God is in us, he's there. He's there. But sometimes we got him just simmering. And he's wanting us to what? Turn up the heat. So that presence can come up and it can spill over on somebody else that's around us. Christina prayed about that. And I like Psalms 91, but I thought about what David said. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Then Psalms 91:2 said this, I will say of the Lord. They went from, okay, I'm in his presence. I'm dwelling there. And I'm abiding in the presence of Almighty God. And then he said in verse 2, I will say of the Lord. I'm not going to say it because out of my own flesh. But I've been in his presence, and I got my God talk. Now I can say something. Before I got my God talk, I couldn't say nothing. Before I got my God talk, I didn't know what to say. Before I got in his presence and heard him, I didn't know what to say or do. But when I got in his presence, then I heard what he wanted me to say. I saw what he wanted me to do. And then David said, now I will say of the Lord.
Yeah.
He is my refuge and my fortress. My God in him, I will trust. David declares, we could be out. David declares, I'm going to do my God talk. I'm going to declare what I heard the Lord say. I will say to the Lord, he is my God. In him, I will trust. Hallelujah. You need your God talk. That's why we have our Monday nights, baby. That's why I stress the presence of God in this place. We need his presence.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We need his presence. Moses said, Lord, if you don't go with me, I won't go.
That's right.
If I don't have your presence, I won't go because
because I need your presence. Mm-hmm. I can't do my God talk without your presence.
Yes.
I can't even ask for all the stuff I need without your presence. So I need your presence. Do my God talk. Let's look at John 15:4. And it says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abide in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. That word abide means to remain, to stay. Stay in his presence. I don't think Jesus was talking about, if you're saved, you're born again, you're in him. You're in him, and he's in you. But remain and abide in his presence. Remain and abide in awareness of who he is in you.
Amen.
Remain and abide in the fact that he's on the inside of you.
Amen.
He's with you everywhere you go.
Yes.
All you have to do is just call him up. Speak his name. Praise him, glorify him, and his presence will come. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. You get your God talk. You won't just be spouting off words. Sometimes we're just spouting off words. Just repeating stuff we read or repeating what we heard. And we ain't made no connection with our God on the inside of us. We made no connection with the presence. We need his presence. That word ask means to call for, crave, desire, or require. It's from this abide, it's from his abiding presence. But his word abides, and then we speak or declare it's done. In his presence, his word come alive on the inside of us. And then we can speak it out. We can speak out God talk. All the promises of God are voice activated.
Yeah.
You gotta say something, church.
Yeah.
You gotta have your God talk.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta talk it. You gotta say it. You can't just think it. You gotta say it. You gotta say it. You gotta speak it. It's gotta come out of your mouth. You activate the promises of God by speaking it forth. Let's look at Abraham. Abraham learned his God talk. Let's look at Romans 4:17. This is how God operates. It says in Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. That's God. In the presence of him whom he believed. In the presence of God, in God's presence, Abraham believed he was made a father of many nations. Then it says, who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as though they did. Who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as though they did. Was Sarah's womb dead? Yes. Who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as though they did. Abraham believed God.
Yes.
How do we know Abraham believed God? Not because he had Isaac, his son. Now we know he believed God because we can read the history and see he had a son. But he believed God before Sarah got pregnant. He changed his name and his wife's name. He changed his name from Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah, as God said. Genesis 17:5 says this, no longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. Abraham means father of multitudes. For I have made you a father of many nations. When God told Abraham to change his name, he had no son by Sarah, and Sarah was not pregnant. But Abraham changed his name to father of multitude. Genesis 17, 15 said, then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. What does Sarah mean? Sarah means princess or woman of nobility, because what kings, nations, and leaders came from her. They changed their name before Sarah got pregnant because God said so.
Yes.
And every time somebody said Abraham, and he called his name, his own name, Abraham, that was his God talk. I'm a father of multitudes. And from my wife shall become princesses, and all that leaders shall come from her. That's my God talk, Abraham said. I'm Abraham. What's your God talk? What's your talk as a daughter and son of God? You gotta have your God talk. You gotta get in his presence, get your God talk. And then Abraham began to talk like God. God gives life to the dead, the Bible says. What are the things that are dead in your life? He also called those things that don't exist as though they did. What's your God talk? What are things in your life that have died that are promises of God? What things do you have that you need to start talking like God over? I have to do God talk all the time. I have to say, God, this is the church you ordained to be. We are a church of your presence.
That's right.
You know, we're the church that you have called to bring revival to Wilson.
Yes, amen.
We increase.
Yes.
Our children are taught of the Lord. Our children get here at the church, get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
We live in victory.
Yes.
We don't live in defeat.
That's right.
We are a healed church.
Yes.
We are a church of the blood of Jesus. And I said, Lord, we're a church that on the blood of Jesus, no COVID shall come among any. I pray for y'all, no COVID shall come on any of us.
That's right.
Because we're under the blood of Jesus. What's your God talk? What things do you call in mind that have now been dead in your life? What are you calling into existence? What promises are you saying over yourself, your life, your body, your children, your finances, and your circumstances? What's your God talk? What's your God talk? I know my God talk. I know I need to talk more like it. That much I do know. And I do know my God talk needs to be my first, the first words come out of my mouth, and not the second or the third.
Yes. Yes.
What's your God talk? When you sit down and you read the word of God, you study the word of God, you meditate on the word of God, you need to do it in the presence of God. Holy Spirit needs to be there. And when the Holy Spirit is there, he begins to speak to you. And he begins to illuminate stuff out of the word to you. He'll highlight stuff to you. And then you can say your God talk on what the Holy Spirit gave you. What's your God talk? When your body wants to quit and give up, the sickness and disease wants to touch your body, what's your God talk? What's your God talk? Your talk should be, by his stripes I'm healed.
Yeah.
It should be, by you're healed. Pain, you go. Whatever symptom is, you go in the name of Jesus. Because my God talk is the same as the word of God. And I say I'm healed because the word of God says I'm healed. I'm prospering because the word of God says I'm prospering.
Yeah.
There's a way because God said he is my way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So God has a way for me.
Amen.
I don't see it now, but God has a way for me. I don't know how it's going to work out right now, but God knows how it's going to work out. He has a way for me.
Yes.
What's your God talking? Are you talking like the Father? He is our Father. Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah, repeat what I say. Our Father, yeah, God is our Father.
gotta start talking like our Father.
Amen.
That's my aim, to talk like God in every situation. And trust me, it ain't easy.
No.
You think it's easy going to another country and learn another language? It is not easy. So it's not easy for us to learn the language of the kingdom. The language of the kingdom is full of grace and faith. The just shall live by faith. That's how we live. We call those things to be not as though they were. As though they were. And we don't quit, we don't stop, we keep saying. We keep calling those things to be not as though they were. Until what? The power of God bring them into existence. Do we have to do it? No, we don't have to do it. We just speak the word and believe it. And the power of God brings it into existence. God's the one that does it. He does it. We believe it, we talk it. We believe it, we talk it. We believe it, we talk it. And as we talk it, we walk it.
Yes.
And God is the power that brings the past. He brings the past. He brings the past. He brings the past. Let's stay. God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for all those that are here today. God, we give you glory and praise. We just magnify your name. And we just say thank you, Jesus. God, we realize that you're with us. You're always with us. Never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to take time to listen, to hear what you're saying to our heart. Sometimes we're so busy, we get distracted, God, and we're not listening. We're not hearing. We're not taking time just to sit down and say, okay, Lord, I'm here. What are you saying? Thank you, Jesus. So God, we thank you. But as a church, we're taking time to listen, to hear what you're saying. But God, we don't want to be a forget for here. But we want to be a doer of what we hear. We want to speak what you're speaking. Do what you do and say what you say. That's what we want to do, Lord. And God, we know that as we do this, we're not perfect in our actions.
Yeah.
We're perfect in the spirit. We're not perfect in following you and obeying you and doing what you want us to do. But God, we purpose to step out and do it anyway. And as we need help, God, you help us. You help us because we do need your help. We do need your help. We cannot do anything on our own. We cannot of our own selves do nothing. So God, that's why we're like Jehoshaphat, our eyes are on you, Lord. And God, you care about us. So you have already made the way. We just have to know and hear what you tell us so we can walk in the way that you have prepared for us. God, we thank you for speaking to us and giving us the ability to say what you say and do what you do. God, we say thank you. We give you glory, give you praise, and we magnify your name. And we say thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen.